WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
And welcome to the post-show experience on a Monday night, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We are streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. And apparently as soon as I hit a button, we're streaming live on WildTalkRadio.com's and Tune In Radio. I am, of course, Sir Rockin'. Joining me on this post-show experience is Lindsay Ward.
Really? We're the post-show experience now? That's what we are? We're just going to change our name at like a moment's notice? And
You got the call-up.
What?
You got the call-up. You're now on the post-show experience.
I'm now on the post-show experience. Does that mean that my name is Alice and you're Steve?
Yes, that is exactly what it means. Oh, God. Yeah, we're going to get to that here in a second.
Yeah, that's a very hot topic coming out of Monday Night Raw. If you don't know what we're alluding to, if you do know what we're alluding to, yeah, we're going to get there.
But Monday Night Raw opened with Stephanie McMahon in her acid-wash jeans.
Why? Steph's fashion game is normally on point. I'm not sure what went on here. I'm okay with jeans. The acid wash, No.
Was not a fan.
Did not do nice things.
And Shane McMahon, the most over person in Montreal.
Oh my God, they booed the crap out of him.
It was a massive amount of heat.
They did not like either of them really at all. And Steph and Shane handled the crowd like the pros that they are.
Yeah, I mean, Shane got Mike Rome to do the best in the world thing. Fans chanted for CM Punk. They didn't really care. And he's like, do it in French. And it's like, no, Mike Rome doesn't know French. So Shane did it in French, which is cool.
No, which is funny. And yeah, that got the crowd to boo more.
Yeah, so they had them on the palm of the hand. They showed the Miz Dad stuff. And Stephanie was going to bring out the first person to jump to Monday Night Raw. And that person didn't even need an entrance because he jumped from the crowd to attack Shane McMahon. It was the one, the only, the awesome one, the Miz. And Miz and Shane battled. Miz ends up with a bloody head, but standing tall with a chair after getting a couple whacks in on Shane McMahon. So there was that. Miz is on Raw.
There was that. Miz is on Raw. And he's moved, I think, every shakeup they've had so far, which makes sense because he's one of those people that needs to go back and forth. He can't really stay in one place for too terribly long just because he'll stagnate after a while. So he's done with the feud with Shane. You can always go back to it later if you need to, just like the feud with Brian, but give him somewhere new to go where he can shine.
And I wouldn't even say the feud with Shane is over because, again, McMahon's on every show, so Shane could jump and be more of a focus on Raw now rather than SmackDown, and they can continue their feud because I don't think it's over.
I don't think it's over either, but I'm fine with Miz going to Raw. I feel like he, not that he didn't shine on SmackDown because he absolutely did, but he was better on Raw. He's always better on Raw.
And there's synergy with Miz and Mrs. being on USA and not Fox, so synergy.
That didn't play a factor at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is where I say, check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Ms. and Mrs. available tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Yep.
Ding!
Shameless plug.
I don't know what to say to that.
So, then we get... Tonight's all about the Superstar Shakeup. Everything is changing. People are moving. People are coming and going and yada, yada, yada. So we have an 8-person tag team match. We learned that both Aleister Black and Ricochet are staying as a part of Monday Night Raw.
Yay!
Which is good.
Which is very good.
Then, and they were teaming with Hawkins and Ryder. They take on the Revival and two other people making their Monday Night Raw debut.
We've never seen these people before in our lives. We have no idea who these people are.
Ivar and Eric, the Viking Experience, debut in WWE on Monday Night Raw.
I would just like to point out that I believe that this entire thing legit broke Eric Rowan's heart.
Okay.
Like, he actually tweeted out, Eric the Viking? Like, I think he's just devastated by this.
So, Ivar and Eric, the Viking Experience, are supposedly the NXT Tag Team Champions.
But that's the War Raiders.
That's
Rowan Hansen.
Rowan Hansen, but...
Right?
That's who I was led to believe were, but they mentioned these guys were the Tag Team Champions of NXT.
Very confused.
I'm very confused on what the Viking Experience... I mean, there's been a lot of crappy tag team names in the past. Team TCP is one, the Submission Sorority. You can go way back to Techno Team 2000 as an awful team name. The Viking Experience.
You have a team of writers. You do. You have an entire creative staff on hand, either on the road or in corporate.
You have two sets, home and away.
Yeah, and you were all in New York 2 weeks ago for WrestleMania at this point, and the best you can come up with for the War Raiders, because I understand why they had to change the name. Like, I'm not upset that they had to change the name. Please don't misconstrue that at all. I understand why they had to change it. It wasn't suitable for the main roster TV. You can't have somebody called the War Raiders and people chanting war. That's not what they want. So they changed the name so that way people will not be doing that. The problem is they did it in a really half-assed back way, because it's like way back when. Rewind back a year. Rowan Hansen signed with WWE. They're War Machine. Well, they can't have War Machine. They can't copyright War Machine. So they changed the name to War Raiders. Then they proceed to push Rowan Hansen under the real names as the War Raiders all the way up, fast forward now, to take over 2 weeks ago. Okay. All right. So you've gotten them over as the War Raiders. That's what we all know them as. We know them as Rowan Hansen. Come to tonight, you have renamed Rowan Hansen to Eric and Ivar. You've renamed the team to the Viking Experience. I'm going to ask this question. If you were going to go through the trouble of renaming them twice under the full knowledge that you could not use the team name of War Machine, or you didn't want to use the team of War Machine, then why the hell did you name them War Machine? That is my question. That's where I'm like just absolutely baffled by this. And honestly, this is not my favorite thing when they bring people up from NXT. I hate when it's like NXT does all this work to get people ready for the main roster, and especially for a well-established tag team like War Machine, who really doesn't need a lot of work. They don't need a lot of polishing. They don't need a lot of anything. You just sort of had to bring them in and acclimate them to the environment, and that's legit what they did before they went up, right? They probably needed very little work to be done to them. So you do that. You use them on your TV to help boost your TV. And then it's like you get them over as one thing, and then you bring them on TV, and now it's something almost, at least in terms of names and really presentation, because they went from, I believe, babyfaces to heels. Or were they heels in NXT?
They're babyfaces. I would assume they were babyfaces. They were feuding with Undisputed Era. They were teaming with Pete Dunne. They were all, you know, they were babyfaces. They were legit babyfaces. They came out tonight as babyfaces. To me, I get the War Raiders name. Had to go. Because you don't want war. Get it. Got it. Still will be chanted.
But yeah, people are still going to do it. I hope they're aware of that.
Ivar and Eric.
That's just what baffles me.
Legitimately, they sound like two jobbers from the 90s. Come on.
Rowan Hansen. What's wrong with Rowan Hansen?
I get it. You want a copyright name, but God.
But do they? Because again, they got Ricochet got to keep his name.
Yeah, but that's not Rowan Hansen or part of their given name.
But they can't copyright Ricochet either because Ricochet used it on the indies. If they've used the name prior to coming in, they can't copyright that.
But he's lending the trademark to them. That's one thing. They sound like jobbers from the 90s. And not 10 days ago, I was on the Rock Extra saying, Hansen is my new favorite wrestler.
He is. He's phenomenal. And now he's Ivar, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about it. And the name Ivar and Eric, the Viking Experience, sounds like a jobber tag team that in 3 months, they're going to ruin everything they built down in NXT because they're just, it just sounds very generic, and that's what you don't need for them. Some people can get away from crappy gimmicks. Billy Gunn got away from Rockabilly, but not everyone can get away from a bad gimmick. Brodus Clay didn't. He was always and will forever be the Funkasaurus, no matter whether he became something or not. He was the Funkasaurus. When you stick someone with a bad name, it is terrible. They are killing the War Raiders by changing their names. The Viking Experience is terrible. If you wanted to use something with the Viking, fine. Experience is terrible.
It's
terrible.
Out of every name you could come up with, and I understand coming up with a name for them, especially that's Viking related, is super duper hard because you have the show Vikings, you have other things out there that are preventing you from being able to copyright. I understand it's very difficult because every name is owned either by like the NFL or it's owned by other people or it's owned by the SEC or college football or whoever. So it's a difficult time. And so I get it from the writer's perspective that you're going through and you're looking at stuff and you're Googling stuff and, hey, what about this? Nope, that's a thing. What about this? Nope, that's a thing. So I understand that. I think they got to a point where it's, okay, this is our list of acceptable tag team names that we can use for the War Raiders as a replacement for their name. And somebody legit went, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to use the Viking Experience because that's all we got.
Man, it sounds like a damn theme park attraction. Yeah, you go to Epcot and go see the Viking Experience. You just get to go in line, stand in line, get a ticket, see the Viking Experience. I mean,
didn't they replace that with the Frozen ride?
Okay, that's semantics. No, that's, anyway, moving on, he's going to say, moving on.
But anyway, so, yeah, this was not well received, I think, by anybody. I feel really bad for Rowan Hansen, because I think Ro's trying to make it work. He's putting out on social media, he's trying to back it and support it. You had poor Mick Foley out there trying to defend it. And I think, just generally speaking, this has been very poorly received. I haven't seen really anybody that's super duper happy about it. And I think people are more just confused.
War Raiders are trending on Twitter.
Yeah, War Raiders are trending on Twitter worldwide. They have been most of the night. And it's because the name got changed and everybody's like, WTF. Because the flip side to this is also whoever named them this or whoever came up with this didn't know who they were. Doesn't know anything about them. All they see is that, oh, hey, look, it's probably all they've seen in a row in Sarah Logan's wedding. And they're like, hey, oh, hey, look, they're into Viking stuff.
Yay. All right. By the way, Viking Experience and Revival win. So much for Hawkins and Ryder on a winning streak.
Well, you know, they had a good run.
They had a run. 2 weeks. A week. Anyway. Cedric Alexander is coming to Monday Night Raw.
Well, that'll be good for him.
I don't know about that one.
They're not doing anything with 205 Live.
I understand
in terms
that.
Of him. So it's like move him to somewhere where at least he can be potentially used.
As we saw with another. I don't know about Cedric on Raw. I just. And yeah, Ricochet getting bullet sounds for his thing in the beginning. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Andrade debuted on Monday Night Raw taking on Finn Balor. good matchup with Andrade picking up the win. This is a smart move. Andrade needed to be on Raw. He had a small run on SmackDown, and it just got numbers game caught up to him. On Raw, he can, if you move out a couple top heels, like a McIntyre and a Lashley, and move them to SmackDown, Andrade will fit in nice.
Yeah, he needs a little room to flex and breathe, and for Zelina to do her thing. And so, yeah, this Raw is a very good choice for him.
Elias was interrupted by Rey Mysterio, who then was interrupted by Lars Sullivan.
There's a lot of beatdowns going on here.
Yeah. So Lars is, I guess, but they weren't saying whether Lars is Raw or SmackDown, so no one knows yet. So there's that. We'll see with that. But Rey is now Monday Raw. Okay, cool, I guess. So continue.
In all his years before, I swear to God, he was a SmackDown guy. He was always a SmackDown guy.
He came over a couple times for Raw, but where he broke out in WWE was on SmackDown.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to recreate that experience or give him a little bit different experience.
Yeah,
by having him be on Raw.
Yeah. Name value. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, the Usos, were coming to the ring. Yes.
Production error.
They put the thing up and it just. Yep, Usos win. The actual Usos jump to Raw. Another smart move. The Usos need to get off SmackDown. They beat Rudy Gable.
Yeah.
That was a smart move. Alexa Bliss came out for a moment of bliss. Her guest was Sami Zayn.
Who is a troll. He's an absolute troll.
So his music played four different times as he was. He did his little routine, came out, the fans are going crazy. And then he sits down and the music starts back up. He dances again and sits back down, dances again. You get it. He has them in the palm of their hand. He gets them singing the Olay song. He said it's great to be in Montreal, and then Kevin Owens' chant broke out, and he Sammy's just eating it all up, and then he said it's all disgusting, and the fans should be ashamed of themselves. And he told them he made a choice to move out of Montreal. He no longer lives there. He lives in sunny Orlando, and now he's going to choose to leave again. And he got the crowd to chant, na na na, hey hey hey, goodbye. Sammy is great. Sammy has so much potential as one of the top heels on Monday Night Raw. He has it right now. He knows how to do it. And with guys like Seth Rollins and AJ Styles at the top of the card, and you mix Sammy, a healthy Sami Zayn up there, you actually have something that's interesting. And you get away from the monster heels. Do not put Sami Zayn in a feud with Braun Strowman, because that'll be the death of whatever Sami's doing. You get him in there with AJ, you get him in there with Seth Rollins, and guess what? Fantastic matches, and a really good heel. That's not your brooding heel. Sami Zayn is what Monday Night Raw needs. On top, as far as heels go. Anything you need to add to that?
No, that's about it.
Peyton Royce and Billie Kay took on Bayley and a partner, because apparently Bayley can't get in touch with Sasha, so you know there's all that situation that's going on the internet. Sasha's went out, so she had to find a new tag team partner. It was Naomi. Quick win for Bayley and Naomi over the tag team champions, the Iconics.
I like this. I like that they've moved Naomi to Raw again. She's another one that probably needed to come, and they're keeping her with her husband, which is very smart. So far, they're keeping all the spouses together, which is good. But yeah, this was entertaining. This was fun.
And because they brought up the whole Sasha thing, I mean, having issues and stuff, they're working us now from this point forward, probably.
Yeah, I'm not 100% convinced that whole situation is legit.
There's issues, but they're probably working them all out.
Probably.
EC3 comes out. He needs an opponent. It's Braun Strowman, and the match never actually starts. He just gets his ass beat repeatedly over and over, and then it gets chokeslammed through the stage.
What did Ethan do to deserve this? This is so cruel. Like, seriously, why? Why?
Maybe he's going to SmackDown. Maybe he's going to SmackDown.
Maybe he's going to SmackDown. I don't know, but, like, I'm confused.
At this point in the show, we were given a recap of everyone who's moving to Monday Night Raw so far. You have Miz, Andrade, Zelina, Cedric, The Usos, Naomi, Rey Mysterio, and Eric Young.
Wait, what? They broke up Sanity. They took Sanity's father away from them. What the hell?
And but then, now they have two Erics on.
Yeah, I can't have this many Erics in my life. I have Eric Rowan, I have Eric Young, and now I have Eric from the Viking Experience. I need less Erics in my life. Thank you. So, they can't all be in one place.
So he'll be Young or EY or something. The Lunat. I don't know. Becky Lynch took on Ruby Riott. Becky beat Ruby Riott. Becky came out as Braun was standing on the stage and showing off her two belts. It was funny.
It was good. It was hilarious. And yeah, the match between Becky and Ruby was really entertaining. Very, very good.
Very enjoyable. Natty came out. She confronted the man. Talked about she said that as one of the pioneers of the women's evolution, she dreamed of headlining WrestleMania. She's proud of the three who did main event WrestleMania. She said Lynch pinned the baddest woman on the planet, first one to ever do it, and she's the first to hold both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. Natty got up in the man's face and said, I'm the best there is, best there was, and the best there ever will be in the fans' boot. Natty said she's coming after the Raw Women's Championship. Becky said that they traveled the world together as teenagers, and look at us now. Fans were very supportive. Lynch said it would be her pleasure to face Natalya. But out walked Lacey Evans. She said she admires Natty's determination, but the Raw Women's Championship couldn't possibly be a round of a classless has-been, such as Natalya. Evans said a lady knows how to curry favor to get what she wants. She said now that she's officially in the Raw, she's coming after the Raw Women's title. And said the McMahons have given her a match against Natty, and the winner will be the first in line for a shot at the Raw Women's Championship, which Lacey Evans beats Natalya.
I feel like Natty's like the gatekeeper at this point. Like, you know, everybody in their initial feud kind of faces Natty. It's like what Kane was there at the end. Everybody coming up sort of faces Kane. So I feel like that's what's going on here. And I'm fine with it. I would rather see them do something with Lacey Evans than her just kind of toddle out every week and wave and leave. So I'm good with this. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. The moonsault she did tonight was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very impressive.
It will be interesting to see how Lacey stacks up to Becky and if she can sort of match Becky. But yeah, this should be fun.
So earlier in the night, we got the first teaser.
We saw Jethro.
Jethro.
The Buzzard.
And then we had a different video of sorts.
I'm going to have nightmares about this video for a week. I'm just going to say that because, like, this hit, like, I think a bunch of people's nerves. So it starts out with the same creepy music, same dark, foggy room. It's basically Bray Wyatt's hidey hole. And it opens on a dollhouse with some figures in it. And then it cuts to a rabbit squishing another rabbit's head / neck with a rocking horse. There's a pile of stuffed animals. And then there's a bunch of dolls laughing and pointing at one very creepy ventriloquist doll.
Yeah. You hear the
rocking back and forth in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
In a rocking chair. All black, pale face. Which you hear.
Yep.
And she just starts laughing.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Chewbacca. Now, what's really interesting about this, because there is a tie-in, is Mr. Wyatt, everybody's favorite psychotic cult leader, posted something way back a couple months ago.
Back in January.
About this particular doll and showed the face actually getting made. And he did this on Instagram. And so the context of it is, it's not going to give me the caption. Why is it not going to give me the caption?
For the Wyatt post?
Yeah.
Hold on. Keep going.
I had a great setup for this and it's not giving me the goddamn caption. This is irritating.
Hold on. Let's see.
It shows up on my phone.
Yeah, the hardest part of finding your way is figuring out where to hide all the gruesome mistakes that nearly caused your demise. # weaving spiders come not here.
So, I think that's a direct reference to the House of Horrors match with Randy. So, I think the bunny on the rocking horse squishing the rabbit was either Randy or Matt, and that feud. The doll in the chair is the whole Sister Abigail fiasco. So, I think what we're seeing is sort of a retrospective of Bray Wyatt's career from Bray Wyatt's weird ass perspective, where it's like the buzzard is him and it's him bursting onto the scene, as it were. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the dollhouse with the people in it is the Wyatt, is the family, right? The Wyatt family. And then it sort of moves through his story a little bit in the usage of the toys until you get to Sister Abigail. And then that's where it cuts off.
Yeah, we're retelling the story of Bray Wyatt.
So there, he's essentially reintroducing the audience to himself in toy form in a really creepy way, which I appreciate. And I could be completely wrong on what that actually is, but that's what I'm interpreting this as, because that's what's resonating is like, okay, this lines up with this. This lines up to this. This is this. This is this. But either way, the doll is creepy as hell. I'm going to see it in my sleep tonight. So thank you very much, Bray Wyatt. I hate you for that. But yeah, so very interesting promos. He's been talking about doing something different for months now. We'll have to see how this continues to go. It's pretty cool so far.
He has gotten people talking and interested, and that's what counts.
It's kind of harkens back to when the family was first debuting and they were playing the creepy promos. It kind of feels like that again, where you don't quite know what to expect or what you're going to see. So we'll have to watch out for that. And by the way, they are going to probably play this promo tomorrow on SmackDown, just as an FYI.
The main event was Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley taking on Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and a mystery partner, debuting from SmackDown Live as the phenomenal AJ Styles. Good main event. That's all.
Leo Rush was so conflicted.
He was. That's all team AJ Styles get the victory. So the babyfaces stood tall to end the night. It was an interesting night. Terms of shakeups, there's some good talent that deserve to be there. I feel bad for the guys like Eric Young and EC3. I feel bad for them, but I think their future's okay just based on the people behind the scenes.
EY is really well liked, and so I think it's something that they're trying to get him into a position where they can do something with him. And now that Abyss is there, Abyss and Shane Helms, they can sort of...
Abyss, Shane Helms... Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, they can help a boy out.
They got, I hope, okay, here's what I hope. I hope EC3 gets moved to SmackDown and gets paired with Spud, because they were trying that. I think that would be fine. Just, you can reset him up there. That'd be fine. If he's just going to be a jab guy on Raw, that sucks for EC3, because he's so talented.
Don't do that to him.
He's so talented. Eric Young, I know Eric Young's older. He's what, in his late 30s? I think
he's close to 40
at this point. He was one of our first guests on the rack. He's an awesome dude. And that's going back years. RackRadioShow.com. Just, I don't know. I feel like the Viking experience needs a better name. I hope they realize it did not come off well, and I hope they mold it and look at the feedback and go, we can shape this into something else. And next week, it's Ivar and Eric something else. I hope they understand that they can change and adapt. I hope that's true. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think just based on the negative reaction, it may very well happen, just because it's something that they've lost. They had the crowd and they lost the crowd. And I feel like this is now becoming a pattern, or I'm very worried it's becoming a pattern, because we had that moment last week with Kofi and Seth where... you were having a really great match, and we knew it was all going to end in shenanigans, but the way that it ended and the fact that it ended up being a tag match, people were really pissed about that. And it was because it just didn't make any sense. This is another one of those things where there's a decision being made that it doesn't make any sense. Like, beyond, you know, the fact that you can't have war in the name, but it's just like, why would you do that? Why would you take a team that's well established in NXT, everybody knows who they are, more or less, because of NXT, and then completely rename them with no build, no explanation, no nothing, just, hey, here's Ivar and Eric, the Viking experience. That's something that it's just like, wait, what? Then what was the point of them being in NXT? Why didn't you just bring them up to the main roster when you signed them?
Or just, you could have created that name down there.
And why didn't they have the NXT titles with them?
Good questions we don't have the answer to, but that's it for the Raw Post Show. Yes, it's not the podcast experience. This is the Raw Post Show. Heard every Monday night. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Available at RackRadioShow.com. And WildTalkRadio.com will be the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Season 1, Episode 9. Thursday night, we'll be live 10 p.m. Eastern with Rack, talking the second half of the shakeup on the SmackDown Throwdown part of the Rack. And more.
Yep. Yep. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We promise no really super long show this time because of WrestleMania.
It'll be our normal show. Even though last week was a normal-ish show, Tweet of the Week's returning. So for the fans who love Tweet of the Week, Tweet of the Week is back on Thursday. Took 2 weeks away from it, back on Thursday. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Saturday Night, Midnight-ish. It's CB Radio. What's Saturday's date, Lindsay?
Saturday's date is 4/20. No, we don't have anybody that enjoys the 420s.
No. And we certainly wouldn't do a great debate about 420s.
Never.
Saturday night, midnight, it's greatdebate.com, superlive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio should be live. 10 p.m. Eastern.
We'll see if it's live.
It's out of my hands. We'll be back next Monday night for Robo Show. 11 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Or twitch.tv/WKLive. And use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on Twitter and most of the other social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
Alright, it's Easter Sunday. Well, there may not be a show.
Yeah, it's Easter, dude.
Oh, Lord. Anyways, with the front post show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock. Get right back here next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
Southern boys with the promise strength. WildTalkRadio.com.